At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with New Holland, and you know, we always think ag when we come to the show, but we've got some New Holland construction guys here with a, I don't know, I just think it's a beautiful looking machine that's just been introduced. So before we go any further, let's introduce you all. We'll start here with you, George.
Yes, my name is George Nahoyas. I'm the Global Product Marketing Manager, and I've got four regions around the country. And again, my job is to bring the voice of the customer to the product development table, write the product definition, and bring the product to market.
And then over here, Dave?
My name is Dave December. I'm the marketing manager for North America. So work closely with George as he works with the rest of the globe.
Well, you're getting a lot of eyeballs on this machine right behind us where we're doing this interview, which I think you're calling Big Blue, a Super Boom skid steer. Did I say that right?
Yep, it is a Super Boom skid steer, yep.
Well, I know that you are just launching kind of a major announcement here, actually, some new models of skid steer loaders. I guess, first of all, give us a little overview of what's new.
Sure, I'd be happy to. We are launching our new skid steer and compact track loader for New Holland Construction. So we are here at the Ag Show, but we also distribute our product through the New Holland Agriculture brand. And in fact, we do quite a bit of business because of the New Holland Agriculture history and heritage with the agriculture segment. So it makes sense that we launch here, and this is our worldwide first announcement of our new skid steer and compact track loader. We are calling it the 200 series, and so we're excited to be here at Louisville today and getting it launched, getting it out to the public.
Well, I can think of a lot of uses for these on a farm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your customers are using them in the ag sector?
Well, a lot of our customers obviously are using them on the farm, whether it be to clean out a dairy barn or whether they're cleaning a chicken coop or they're working in the field, moving logs off their property, whatever they have to do. Skid steers are so versatile. There's over 50 attachments that we have for our 200 series, so it really allows it to be a multitask master for any farmer.
So tell me some of the features that are new or make this one stand out.
Well, I'll do that, but I guess what I want to do is turn it over to George Nahoyas, because we had a lot of research that went into it. As I said, I'm the marketing manager. I'm taking it to the public today, but long before this, George started working on this project, and why don't I let him take you through how we got here today.
Well, I know that, like you said, George, it's been years in the making here. So tell us a little bit about this process and what you had to do and the things you had to figure out in order to get to this day.
You bet. This is, we invoke what's called a customer-driven product definition. So what we did is we, first of all, formed cross-functional teams, people from manufacturing, engineering, sales and marketing, train them in the proper interview skills, send them out to different applications, different customers to do ethnographic surveys, that is, actually live in the habitat that our customers live in, to get their needs in the field so that we have empathic listening to what their needs are. From that, we develop a list of customer needs, and then what we did to analyze that is we did quantitative research, which several surveys that we did to over 1,000 customers, not just ours, but competitive customers as well. From that, we refined a list and we started what we call a longitudinal process. That is coming up with a set of customers that walked with us and were right next to us through the product development. From coming into our virtual reality center in Bird Ridge, so we could actually make them avatars and put them in a 3D theater so they can go out there and see and feel the machine and test our concept so we can gain their approval and make changes right then and there. We also took the customers out to our proving grounds in Arizona. We even sent units out to customers and have them work in their field, their applications for a period of time. In some cases, we even put instrumentation on their heads with cameras, voice recorders, so we could see what they were saying, what they were complaining about, and what areas they were looking at, so we covered those critical areas as well. So we have brought those customers with us side by side because we want to emphasize that this is built around you.
Is there anything you might point out that you found in that effort that was either surprising or really made a difference in the product's development?
Well, I think one of the things that that is picked up as a trend in the skid steer market is how much operator comfort is important to everyone. So what we've done in our cabs now is we've sealed the cab. We made it so that the cabs are easy to get in and out. It has keyless start. It has a radio. That's all standard features of the cab. It's got a three-piece window you can take out without tools, clean them up, and wash. We got air right seats now on there. We got a flatter floor with EH controls now. We can switch them between patterns. We got multiple patterns in the product offering as well. The air right seat is heated. We've done a lot of things in the cab. A lot of room in there now.
So I guess these things do get dirty occasionally, huh?
Occasionally they do. And a lot of people want to be able to clean it up and clean up on the inside. So one of the things we made for a new feature for our skid steers is made the cab easy to tilt, because now it tilts forward. With just 5 minutes of taking up a couple of nuts, you can tilt it forward, and now you got access to the major hydraulic components, and you want to wash that area, you can as well.
Well, when you look at the features, and one of the things I've noticed on display here, you also have a unit with a track unit.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about kind of the difference in those, and again, what are some of the things that really are setting these apart that I think would be features this sector would be interested in?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that as George took you through that process, that deep dive that we got into with our customers, understanding what's important to them, we did come up with things that are our key features of our new 200 series. First of all, we keep our Super Boom heritage. And New Holland was the first to have a vertical lift Super Boom skid steer in 1972, and that's a trademark named Super Boom. And so we keep that. And what that is, what that refers to, is the lift linkage, basically how the arm goes up or how the bucket is lifted. And we have the Super Boom, the lift linkage actually goes up and out, which provides us the highest dump height and reach in the industry. So if you're loading materials to the center of a truck, let's say, you can get to the center with that one pass versus loading from both sides, which is obviously time-consuming and inefficient. So in one shot, you can load to the center of the truck with our Super Boom. In addition, stability. We have the longest wheelbase in the industry in our skid steer, and so with that long wheelbase and a low center of gravity, we have the most stable machine on the market. Number three, George touched upon it, operator comfort. All those creature feature things that people like. We want a heated seat, we've got it. We want a radio, we've got it. You want to plug in your iPod, we've got it. So we have those things that make it very comfortable to operate. And in addition, our visibility is outstanding. One of the benefits of having this vertical lift machine all these years is visibility, but we've actually increased it. We have better visibility in this series than our former L series in the 200 series to critical zones. So it's really exciting with the visibility and operator comfort. And then finally, serviceability. Bottom line, what we found from our research, or what George found, is if it's not easy to do, people won't do it. And we all want the machines to last a long time and be very productive for our customers for the long term. And so the daily maintenance points are easy to get to. You can get to all of them very easily. And we've changed our L series a little bit now that we have a flip top cab. So if there's major maintenance that's necessary, you can actually unbolt on each side, one bolt, one wrench, and you have them both done in just 5 minutes, and you pull the cab up and over, and you can get at their entire engine.
One thing I just got to bring in here, anything you can comment on this, is everybody always wants to know, well, how much are they? You know, how much do they cost? What is pricing like on these?
Well, I think, you know, you're really going to start out at the smaller models, right around $20,000, and for the larger units with all the bells and whistles, probably in the low 50s. So, and that's competitive with the market. We really looked at our key competitors when we priced these units, and we're right in the ball game in terms of pricing.
Now, I know we're this is being announced here. How about availability and when and where?
Yeah, it's exciting. We actually launched it to our dealers back on December 1st via a webcast, which was a little different technology than we've used in the past. Our dealers really responded to that. We had well over 500 dealers participate in the December 1st webcast. And in less than 10 days of the order writing period, we had 2,400 orders. And 189 of those in the first 24 hours. So we're excited. We're overwhelmed with the dealer enthusiasm for this particular product. We're going to start shipping them in March of this year, 2011.
One other quick question, since we do reach a global audience too, is we've got certain needs here in the North America market, but I understand from before we got started here talking that you can customize for different markets, right, George?
Oh, absolutely. And when I talked about the customer-driven product definition, I wasn't just referring to the North American customer. We brought in customers from many parts of the world to do this, and we try to integrate some of those needs into the basic design. For example, if you look at the rear lights on the New Holland Super Booms, the rear lights, those meet the requirements of on-road travel in Europe. There's no additional hang-on lights that you have to put on there. So anything that we built into the base product itself, and then we also offer some additional packages so that you can adopt to the other regions.
So we literally would call this a worldwide launch, basically, from here.
Absolutely. We built all of our skid steers in Wichita, Kansas. We ship to 120 different countries around the world, and so we take much pride in that fact.
Well, I really appreciate you guys giving me an overview of the new skid steers from New Holland Construction. Anything else that you'd like people to know that we haven't touched on?
Yeah, we have so much to announce today. We're really excited. You know, I want to announce to the people listening, we do have a Super Boom Roadshow scheduled for this summer. It's actually starting at our first dealership in late March, but we're going to 35 dealerships across the U.S. and Canada. And at the Super Boom Roadshow, it's a dealer open house style event, but it will feature the 200 series skid steer and compact track loader. The skid steer operators out there that you feel like you can operate a machine pretty well, there's going to be a course at that Super Boom Roadshow, the Skid Steer Challenge. At those 35 events, we're going to take a winner. They're going to win money and prizes at the local event, but they also win a trip for two back here to Louisville end of October for the Green Industry Equipment Show, and here we'll have the national championship. So 35 operators with their spouse or a friend are going to come here on our dime, and we're going to bring them out to the course, find who's the best operator in the country. That person's going to win an L218 skid steer with a MSRP of over $35,000 that they're going to win. So we've got a significant prize for a great operator out there. To sign up for the Super Boom Roadshow, you can go to www.newholland.com/roadshow, and you can go on there, look at a calendar of events, see what state, city, dealership is near you that you might want to go to. In addition, for more information on the 200 series skid steers and compact track loaders, we also have a microsite, newholland.com/200series. From that 200 series microsite, you can also transfer to the roadshow site. So it's pretty exciting to not only launch these great skid steers, but then a program to promote them. And with that roadshow, we're also going to be working with the American Red Cross and with the Canadian Red Cross as a charitable organization that we're partnered with. And there's no entry fee to participate in the Skid Steer Challenge, but we're going to ask for a donation to the Red Cross, which I think is a great foundation to be associated with. And we're just looking forward to really launching this product today, launching it again at Construction Expo in March, and really celebrating it all summer with this big event back here in Louisville. We'll come full circle at the end of October and celebrate the best operator in the U.S. and Canada. So it'll be fun.
It sounds like it. I'll make sure we point people that way.
Great.
Well, again, I want to thank both of you, Dave and George, for talking to me here at the National Farm Machinery Show about the new skid steer loaders that are being announced as we're speaking here in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.